Look, the saying goes that what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, but unless your office Christmas party is actually happening in Nevada, you might want to be a little bit more cautious with your behaviour. Each year, a surprising number of people get themselves in hot water with their employers over some cold drinks at the end of year bash. To make sure you can walk into the office with your head held high the next day, we're chatting with Henry Pill. He's an employment lawyer with Slater and Gordon. Good morning, Henry.
Morning, Nick.
Now, look, it seems that a lot of people forget that the office Christmas party is still a work function.
That's absolutely right. I think for a lot of people, the line between work and after work is not exactly where you would think. That if you're at a work Christmas party, or even after a work Christmas party, kicking on for a few drinks afterwards, you might be out of the office. You might be well and truly out of hours, but you can still be regarded for the purposes of employment law as being on the job.
Do we see a few people get themselves in trouble? I mean, is this quite common this time of year?
Look, it's not common, but it's certainly been known to happen. And there's some fairly extreme examples out there of people getting themselves into a lot of trouble, including public urination, including assault and abusive language towards colleagues, including spending time or disclosing information to competitors while you're out on the job, and obviously those things are all the sorts of things that are going to get you in trouble if you're in work hours. But if you're doing those sorts of things at a Christmas party, then the rules still apply.
Look, one of my favourite examples that I saw out of your office was the New South Wales police officer did not get fired somehow, was given a formal warning after he showed off his party trick to colleagues, opening beer bottles with a genital piercing.
That's right. I mean, that's the sort of off-collar conduct that people might get up to on the weekend and might even get away with. But in the context of a workplace function, you can see why that could be an absolute no-no.
Yeah,
people are going to be fairly upset, not the least the person who ended up with the beer.
What sort of hot water can people get themselves in for bad behaviour at work Christmas parties?
Well, I think for workers, the obvious danger is termination, but also demotion, and also getting formal warnings, other kind of sanctions, which can obviously have a negative impact on your employment going forward. But there's also implications for bosses. Just as the rules apply to workers when you're at a Christmas party, all the same liabilities apply to bosses, and that includes workers' compensation, sexual harassment. So if your workers are at a Christmas party and they're playing up, you as the boss may end up being liable.
And I imagine you as the boss as well can't sort of, you know, a few drinks in say, oh, look, everyone's going to get a bonus this year. I mean, these can still be regarded as serious kind of things to be suggesting, surely.
Absolutely. Well, I think that if you're to go out making promises in a business context, you may well be held to those promises down the track. Or more to the point, you may well damage the relationship with those workers, and they might not be so happy to come back to work in the new year.
You mentioned workers' compensation. Is injury compensation still valid for an injury you have while out drinking on a work kind of Christmas do?
Absolutely. In certain circumstances, the conduct that you're engaging in while you're at a work function is exactly the same for the purposes of the law as being at work itself. So if one of your workers was to sustain an injury during a work Christmas party, then you may face a workers' compensation claim, and that's obviously got implications for the bottom line of your business.
And that also means that someone who did injure themselves could be talking to an employer about that compensation claim the next day?
Absolutely.
Look, it seems like, not to be sort of too reductive on this, a lot of it seems like common sense, what you should and shouldn't do.
I think it is absolutely a question of common sense, but it's also a question of knowing where the line is, that the sort of behaviour that you might get up to on a Saturday night with your mates, and people may say nothing about it in the morning, but if you were to get up to exactly the same conduct after Christmas party, then the implications can be pretty extensive. So I guess that's the key message that we'd want to take to people, that the line is not where you'd think it is, and that you do need to watch yourself and exercise common sense, perhaps drink in a bit more moderation and make sure that you've got a job to go back to on the 1st of January.
Henry Bell, some very good advice there. Just one quick question. Has Slater and Gordon had their Christmas party yet?
Our Christmas party's on Saturday. We're going for lunch and we're all going to go out and have steaks together. So it should be very restrained and it should be very sensible.
Sounds remarkably dignified. I hope it's a great day. Thank you very much for giving us the lowdown on Christmas Party Survival Guide. Thanks, Henry. That was Henry Pill, employment lawyer with Slater and Gordon. Look, the best bit of advice I was ever given by an employer was that always have the Christmas party on a weeknight, never a Friday, have it on a Thursday night, because then people are acutely aware that they still have to walk into the office on Friday morning and look people in the eye. You don't get a fortnight to, 48 hours to hide over the weekend. I'll report back tomorrow after the 2SER Christmas party tonight. I'm sure it'll be very dignified as well.